You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years of each sport. Today, we are taking a look back at the top moment in women's soccer history, November 11th, 2000. Hosting a national quarterfinals match, the second-ranked Trinity University women defeat 8th-ranked Willamette University 3-1 to advance to the 2000 NCAA Division III Women's Final Four, a first for any SCAC women's soccer program. Willamette had gone 134 matches without losing by more than a single goal, dating back to the 1995 season. Trinity, which faced top-ranked College of New Jersey in the round of four at Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts, a week later dropped a 1-0 overtime decision to the Lions to end the season with a mark of 19-2-1. Today I'm joined by head coach of the 2000 Trinity Tigers and current head coach of Davidson College women's soccer program, Greg Ashton. Coach, thanks so much for joining us and congratulations on the top moment.
Thank you. Thank you for including us.
Coach, just, you know, take me back. You were in your first year as a head coach of the Tigers back in 2000. Sort of what were your expectations with this group as you headed into the season?
Well, we'd had a great year the year before. Made it through to the quarterfinals and got knocked out by UC San Diego. So the players that were returning, and then we had a great crop of freshmen. I think we had the experience, we had the youth to come in and do well that year. And with every year with Trinity Soccer, we had expectations of making it into the national tournament. It's just how far could we get? And it's, you know, trying to break that seal of getting past the quarterfinals, and we were just lucky enough to do it that particular year.
Opening up the year, Coach, 2-1 on the season before going on an 18-game winning streak, eventually ending in that Final Four run. At what point do you remember during the season thinking that this team, you know, had a chance to be special and really make a run at the Final Four?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We went out west and we played Westmont College, who were at the time the current NAIA champions, and they'd been, you know, two or three consecutive years champions, and we played them really tough. We lost 2-1, but at the end of the game, their coach said to me at that point, you know, you guys have got a good team. You can go far. And, you know, I never told the team that. In fact, the only time I told them was when we were sitting in the locker room after we'd had our practice up in Tufts. And you know, he was right. We had the players in all the positions. We had, you know, the team spirit, and we had the ability. It was just putting it all together. And, you know, looking back on it, the girls did a fantastic job that year, going unbeaten and then getting the confidence to get into the playoffs.
Coach, you open up the NCAA tournament with a 1-0 win over Austin in overtime, and then you advance to face Emory. You guys had played Emory early to open up the season and won in a tough close game, 1-0 in overtime. Just talk about having to face another team for the second time in the year, especially in the NCAA tournament, and then what you remember about that game. Of course, you guys went on to advance in penalty kicks after All-American Becky King put her chance away, and you guys advanced to the quarterfinals.
That's right. I mean, it was tough. I mean, playing back-to-back, and I know that they still do it in Division III, it's tough playing back-to-back. And we had a tough game against Austin on that Saturday. Went to overtime before Mo Tricky put a great goal in. And then having to turn around and play, we played the second game that day. And Emory were a very, very good team and still are a very good team. So playing them on their home field was tough. The game was well balanced, and then when it went into PKs, you know, it's a crapshoot. It can go either way, but gosh, it was exciting. It was emotionally draining. Our kids were exhausted, but they did a great job in the PKs. Jill DiGiampolo in goal was fantastic all year, but it was just really thrilling to win on PKs. Is I don't care. It was a great win, and you know, it made it for an exciting week of training, getting ready for the next game.
Well, you mentioned having to play that second game there at Emory. Just talk about the atmosphere that you remember, especially playing Emory, hosting and playing at Emory, and what you remember about that excitement of that.
Well, I mean, I think it's no secret. There's no love lost between Trinity and Emory, and they're very, very competitive in all the sports. And so having to go there, we felt a little upset about having to go to Emory in the first place. We felt like we had a high enough seed that we could have possibly hosted. So to go there and play them in front of their home crowd was really tough. And, you know, they get a lot of support, and, They played early the previous day and taking care of whoever they played. I can't remember now, but they took care of that pretty easily. And so for us to turn around and play, it took a lot of effort on our kids' part and a lot of concentration. And just, it wasn't a particularly pretty game. You know, it was a midfield battle that we're... We were just fortunate enough to grind out to get into overtime and then take care of things. But it's a great place to play with their big stand and a very good stadium. So to win away from home, I think, gave us some confidence too, because it's a tough thing to do.
You win away from home in that third round game, Coach, and you get the opportunity to come home and host Willamette University in that quarterfinal match. You knew you had a good opponent when you went up against Willamette. Just talk about your guys' mentality and mental approach to the game, especially getting to come home and play that in front of the quarterfinal game in front of the home crowd.
Right. Well, you know, when we found out we were playing at home, we you know, training that week was really exciting. I mean, the kids seemed to get an extra bounce in their step. You know, it's always easier when you're at home, staying in your own bed, you're not having to travel. You know, I remember the girls were catching up with classes because we'd, you know, been away the week prior. So I think that helps keep you concentrated on what you're doing, trying to keep the routine as normal as possible. And as we got closer to playing that game, you know, there was an excitement. There was nervousness, but there was an excitement, and it was really an opportunity. We saw that playing at home in a quarterfinal, win that game, and we were in the Final Four. So, you know, our seniors were excited about it. It was their last chance. You know, Becky King had provided great leadership all year, but, you know, Jill and Melissa Dickey and Laurie Smith had done a great job for us all year. And so to get the opportunity to play at home in front of their friends and family was just a great opportunity that we wanted to take.
Coach, you mentioned you knew that being at home in front of your crowd and having the opportunity to win and then move on to the Final Four, obviously the Tigers went on to win 3-1 over Willamette. Just talk about the feelings that you remember knowing that you had just won the quarterfinal match in San Antonio there on your home field, and knowing that your team had the opportunity to go and compete in the Final Four for the first time in any SCAC women's soccer history to advance to the Final Four.
Well, the most satisfying thing about that game was that it was a convincing victory. I mean, versus going to PKs the week before, 3-1, I mean, it was a convincing victory. And the team responded really well in the second half. When we scored to go up 2-1, the roar of the crowd was incredible. Getting the third one just really solidified that we deserved to go through. And I think that was at the end of the game, it was excitement, but it was also satisfaction that all the hard work that had gone on, just not that year, but in previous years, and just missing out, gave us, it was a sense of accomplishment. And I remember the photo. Actually, I've got a photo still here in my office here at Davidson of being on the field at the end of that game, and the smiles on the faces, and the parents, and just family members, and the students that came to see us play that night. It was just a celebration of not only this team but the teams that had come before it.
You know, Coach, talk about what it meant to not only you as a coach, but to the team as well, knowing that you were the first team, men's or women's, in Trinity soccer history to reach a Final Four, especially now with such, you know, the tradition that Trinity has both on their men's and women's program even today.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, the years before that Coach McGinley and Coach Cal have put into to those two programs, you know, and had been so close. They're the ones that grew the program, that developed it and brought it to national prominence. So I was very fortunate to, you know, come in at a time where the program was established, and I felt like when we were recruiting, we had the opportunity to recruit legitimate players that were going to give us a chance of trying to compete for a national championship. So to have that culminate with a game at home was fantastic, and what Coach McGinley has done, continuing with the men and then winning a national championship, and Coach Key has carried on the tradition on the women's side. I mean, it was really it has to start somewhere, and once you do it, once you get there, the players that come in afterwards, they want that same feeling. They want to create history for the program, and I think that's going to continue to happen.
Coach, obviously then with the win in the quarterfinal match, you have to travel up to Tufts University and take on a tough New Jersey team, which you guys lost in the semifinal match 1-0. Just talk about what you remember heading into the Final Four weekend, the excitement of the team, and even though obviously the disappointment of losing in the semifinals, how you've been able to look back with quite a sense of pride, I would imagine, with that team.
Well, sure, that week, you know, it was all new to us. We'd never played that long into the season. You know, we're preparing to take a long trip up to Boston. And, you know, that time of the year, it was pretty cold. So we were looking forward to it, but the college in New Jersey, at that time, you know, we'd seen some videotape of them, and they're a very well-coached team and just a powerhouse in Division III at the time. So we knew we had our work cut out for us, but, you know, I think it was good for us. It took some of the pressure off us. We had nothing to lose. And coming in for the first time, I think our kids responded very, very well. We got up there, you know, doing the banquet the night before was kind of funny. They introduced our team as Trinity College, which didn't go over too well. Trinity College out of Connecticut, but you know, the girls enjoyed it. They enjoyed the moment and realized all the hard work that had gone to get there. And soaked it in. And then when we went out to play again, we played the second game on that Saturday, and it was bitterly cold. The wind was howling, and just the excitement before the game. We were nervous, but we did well throughout the game, and we were under pressure for a lot of time during that game. But Jill did a fantastic job in goal. We kept hanging in there, and it was unfortunate that right in the first period of overtime there, we had one lapse and they scored on us.
Coach, you guys, you had a lot of special players on that team, girls like Erica Aldestine, Melissa Dickey, Jill DeCampoli, as we talked about, and of course the All American and Becky King. Just talk about some of the girls that were on that team and really made this group a special one.
Well, Becky King, you know, was an All American that year, and we were very fortunate to get Becky to come to Trinity, and she was a dominant player, a defensive central midfielder that could win balls in the air and score with her head from free kicks. PKs were almost automatic for her, and she was a senior captain, but she had a great group of players around her, you know, close friends that really provided the leadership for that team. Melissa Dickey at the back played I think nearly every minute of every game for us. Jill played most of the minutes all year. I mean, she made 24 saves in that game and really kept us in the match. Some of the saves she made were ridiculous, and that really just, you know, there's games, you know, where you see that you don't play as well as you normally do, but you keeps you in the match and you just try to scrape out a goal. That's how I felt during that game, that if we could just hang in there, we would get one chance and that would be it. Laurie Smith played up front all year with just tenacity and had scored some really important goals for us. Jenny Tajian was a transfer from UT that came in to play for us that just provided us with some experience after playing in the Big 12. So, you know, Erica Adelstein was at that stage a sophomore. Her and Becky King were fantastic in the midfield. Erica went on to become an All-American, but, you know, Crystal Pfluger, Mo Tricky, we had a Lindsay Anderson, a freshman playing at the back. That team, I mean, they came together, and they just had amazing spirit and just worked so hard for each other that it was a shame that we had to finish the season with a loss, but it wasn't for lack of trying.
Coach, as a head coach and your time at Trinity, not only that run in 2000, but then again, of course, you made a run in 2002. Just talk about how you grew and got better as a head coach in your time at Trinity.
Well, it was really the opportunity that I got given. I mean, I had two coaches that I respect immensely to look at as mentors. You know, Coach Cowell and Coach McGinley, really, you know, the time and effort and passion that they put into their coaching and the belief in their players, you know, I still use them as mentors today. To have that opportunity in 2000 to go as far as we did was really a culmination of all the work that Paul and Nick had put into the programs, and I was fortunate enough just to be there at the time. You know, it's certainly recruiting to Trinity is tough. I mean, it's a great academic school, and I think that's the biggest thing that's prepared me is to recruit student athletes that aren't afraid of hard work, that aren't afraid to come into to environments where they're going to have to work really hard in the classroom, and at the same time they're going to have to work hard on the soccer field with the ultimate goal of trying to win a championship. And you know, it was unfortunate the next year we didn't quite get things right, but in 2002 we went back to that to the Final Four as well. And one player that I failed to mention was Mackenzie Bergstrom, who, when she came in to play for us, was a midfielder that we converted to a centre back kind of sweeper, and she was fantastic for the whole 3 years that she played for us at the back. And that's, you know, we built things from the back and tried to get forward and score a lot of goals. But that's what I've tried to remember going forward coaching, is that, you know, you have to defend well, but you have to attack, and you have to enjoy playing. And the challenge of playing in competitive matches is what the players at Trinity want today. And that's what, as a coach, I want in my professional development, is to challenge ourselves on a daily basis on the training field and in games.
Finally, Coach, just take me, you know, as you've had time to reflect and look back and have moved on in your career, just what are sort of the memories that you will always have from not only that team in 2000, but the run you guys made through the tournament and into the Final Four?
Well, it's just the momentum, I guess, that it builds. You know, when you start preseason and you're talking about, you know, winning a national championship, it sounds easier than it actually is. Once you get into the conference play, you know, the FCAC is a tough conference to play in, and it's getting stronger. And then as the games mount up and the traveling that you do, it's a long season, and it wears on you. And so what you have to have is a squad that is prepared to work hard for each other. You have players that will play a lot of minutes early on, and the other players have got to be prepared to step up when their opportunity comes. So having that depth in a team is important, but once you get rolling, it's a whole lot of fun, and you just have to enjoy it and don't take it for granted. And I think that's one of the things, looking back on, I don't think that team took it for granted. They came to practice every day, ready to train hard. The games, sometimes we didn't play as well as we could have, but we always had a strong work ethic, and that was the one thing that we could rely on. And then you start to just have that belief, and I think that team believed that they could go places, and they certainly showed it. And it was a heck of a ride, and on a cold day and at Tufts, even though we had a loss, it was still a wonderful opportunity for us.
Head coach of the 2000 Trinity University Women's Soccer Tigers, who advanced to the 2000 NCAA Division III Final Four, and current head coach of the Davidson College, Greg Ashton. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Congratulations on the top moment, and best of luck as you continue to move forward throughout your career.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.